Hello and welcome to another episode of The Hurry Up. I'm your host, Andre Dixon, in the bunker, or in the warmth, away from the cold. You know, but we are looking forward to an amazing weekend of playoff football. This is like the serious stuff now, because we're almost near the end. All the big boys are playing, big games. But to preview it, I've got my friends, my amigos, my pals. Sam Morgan, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, we are at the business end. But someone didn't make.
don't worry about that. We won't talk about football in any form of way. You know, because all Arsenal fans, that's what you get for running your mouth. George, times, man. How are you?
I'm all right. Football talk aside, I'm okay. But I'm also a bit sad that, you know, like you said, we're coming to the end of the season. So it means no football for a while. But we got some great games, so we'll be talking about them.
And making his debut on the Hurry Up, Andy Davies, how are you?
Not bad, mate. Not bad. How are you?
We're smiling for various different reasons.
Yeah.
One over my shoulder. But we will move on because there's lots to talk about. So let's get into the Cardinals. Sam's Cardinals obviously had a really good season. You know, completely unexpected that they would do so well. To me, anyway, because I wrote them off a long time ago, every single week. And they always prove me wrong. But Cliff Kingsbury, due to play calling and, his quarterback having to make mad runs and running for his life, has come into, basically his position's come into question. He's been getting somewhat hot seat talk. But I will start off with you, Sam, as it's your team. Do you think that it's right for Cliff Kingsbury, after everything that he's done, to actually be on the media hot seat?
Yes. He needs to be on every hot seat, in my opinion.
Ungrateful.
I wasn't expecting that.
Ungrateful. Yeah, I'll tell you, here's my reasons behind it. First season, you know, you come in, he's got to put something together, which he's done. You let him off for obviously how that season turned up. You've then given him quite a lot of weapons in there and a chance to rectify anything that he needed to rectify with any injuries. And we lost game after game after the game, and nothing really changed in terms of how we were playing to get set for the playoffs, which kind of then showed me the sort of inexperience of this head coach. And I like, you know, listen, it's nothing against Cliff Kingsbury. I'm just thinking right now with the team that we've got and the position we're in, if you carry on down this trajectory, it's only going to go back down and we're starting again. Whereas actually, do you bring someone in with a bit of flair, a bit of sort of experience in there to know how to get around these issues when it does come to the business end? Because I don't think Cliff will ever learn. We lost two games on the bounce and we then started to just go and do something completely different against what how we got there in the first place. James Conner running the ball, get K1 moving. You know, and then only if we had D Hop do you air that ball out, really, let's be honest. Yeah. And Kirk on the deep route. We stopped giving the ball to James Conner. We tried to get K1 to stay in the pocket. At the end of the day, the guy's 5'11". We know the ball's gonna get tipped in the pocket. So why do we keep insisting for him to do that? He brought in Zach Hurts. We haven't had a tight end for God knows how long. Start dumping the ball off with short passes. We weren't doing it. We just still kept trying to go out, trying to like put Wesley out in a deep threat, like it's D-Hop. He's not D-Hop. Stop doing it. What is wrong with you? Why don't you just go back to your fireplace for some reason you have in the hottest place on earth in Arizona? Just chill. You've earned your money. Let's move on. And this is not trying to be a Cardinals fan. It's like, oh, you won a few games. Now you're expecting to be the best of the best. It's not that. It's just, actually, we've created a bit of excitement to go. We've got to this level now. But for us to go a little bit further, I just don't think Cliff Kingsbury's the man, in my opinion.
George, get in there.
Wow, that was some fire, man. I felt that one. firstly, what I will say is that there has been some talk about, I forgot which college team it is, potentially offering Cliff a job. So there is, you know, there's no smoke without fire, you know. And I know Sam wanted him to go. He was the whole, you know, the hotshot guy, the young coach. He's going to transform the team. He's got the amazing pad with the fireplace. God knows why. Also, it's kind of Murray that tall. I think you're being generous. He ain't 5'11". He's got to be shorter than that, surely. Or is he actually 5'11"?
No, I mean, he's going up against people that are 7 foot something.
Yeah, so yeah, 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 yeah. I think I want to say I'd feel like he deserves another year, but I also wouldn't mind seeing him leave. I mean, I'm not based on what they should have done with what they have, they obviously haven't done. And I know you've missed D-Hop, who's a big factor in all of this. But like Sam said, you know, I don't think they utilized Rondale Moore really well, and he's a special talent. Didn't really see much out of him. But like you said, I think you lost your identity a little bit. At the start of the season, you guys were like, you were the House of Cards, and now the House of Cards is no more, essentially. I mean, I can't really talk myself. We ain't in the playoffs either, but I don't know. Cliff is a weird one because I don't feel like he deserves to lose his job, and I don't feel like he deserves to keep it. He's like in middle ground for me. So I'll just go and say that I'd give him another year. Get him D-Hop back and maybe another weapon or two and see what he does, and then get rid of him.
Andy, is this a delusion by Cardinals fans, or should Kingsbury be on the hot seat?
I think I can see both points of view, but I think give him another year because it is his first year in the playoffs. He deserves one more chance to give it a go. And also, apart from Harbaugh, who else can he get that's more experienced? I think, obviously, the coaches that have been linked with, many teams that have lost, have fired their head coaches, like the Dolphins and the Vikings, etc. A lot of them haven't got much experience as head coaches. So I think if you do get rid of Kingsbury, who are you going to get in that's got sort of got the experience apart from Jim Harbaugh? And I think that if they want to go for him, then I'd be totally on board with it. I think you could see why they'd go for it. But apart from that, I don't see anyone really as a better candidate to have the job than Kingsbury.
Now, I'm quite surprised, Sam, you're coming at him because, you know, to be honest with you, like, you didn't really have anything going before him. And if you look at the guy, you know, I think he had a one-year, I can't remember who the coach is because he's in and out so quick, but before Cliff Kingsbury.
Vance Joseph?
Yeah.
No,
it wasn't Vance Joseph. He was Broncos. I can't remember his name now. But he was in and out, like Grandpa Simpson in The Simpsons. He was literally in a revolving door.
We have Bruce Arians and we didn't give him weapons that we've given to Cliff. And then Bruce Arians got weapons and then won a Super Bowl. Yeah. So this is what I'm saying for me is we've got actually quite a good roster. So for us, it's like, why are we then not... Are we going to utilise it? Are we going to end up having Cliff waste away the talent we have? And then we look back and go, oh, we wasted all that cap space, all that collateral on Cliff Kingsbury. This is why, for me, it's quite a vital time to start thinking about actually making that change. One more year could be too late.
Yeah,
That's it.
Yeah, he was in and out. Like, you know, yeah, 1 year. Honestly, and the fact that we didn't even remember him, like that says it all. But I mean, for me, it looks like there was massive steps in progress. But you know, ungrateful fans like Sam will be calling for the hot seat, and then you wait till you see what you got next because it could be worse. It could be worse.
Could be ugly.
Exactly. Without the Giants.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that. You've got someone coming, Mr. Flores.
So let's
go to the Cowboys. Mike McCarthy has been getting flack of obviously for the team's lack of discipline, been getting all those penalties, and then also just the play calling at the end of it. Obviously, Dak's been getting it a fair bit of flack as well, and he even received the fine for his joke about the refs with the fans. Now, I'll start off with you, Andy. Do you feel, because obviously there's a lot of talk now of that they may replace Mike McCarthy, do you feel that that would be the right move to do, or do you feel that he's done enough to be able to keep his seat?
1,000%, 1,000,000% for him. I think it was a bad appointment in the first place. I mean, the end of his time at Green Bay should have been a warning in itself, and even the first year he had at Dallas. I mean, to get to one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers in 10 years, that's a sign for me that maybe he isn't the best coaching. His time management has always been an issue. As far as I've watched the NFL, it's always been a problem for him, and in this game again proved it. I mean, I have no idea why you'd go for that kind of play, the quarterback draw, with that time left. And I think you've got to blame Dak as well a little bit. I think they're both to blame for that play. Yeah. But Mike McCarthy's the one calling that in the first place. And I think that I always felt the whole season, if they're gaining wins. I did actually mention, I think I mentioned it last week, where they weren't actually beating, I think they only beat two playoff teams the whole year. The rest were teams that didn't make it. So they weren't playing great opponents. And the fact that I think Kellen Moore, I don't know why he's been linked with the head job, because I don't think he's the best play caller in the world, and it showed in this game again. I think Dak was terrible for most of the game, apart from maybe the fourth quarter, maybe the end of the third. And yeah, I think Mike McCarthy, they'll never win a Super Bowl with Mike McCarthy as head coach. I think he's a dinosaur head coach, and he's not, for me, the right man. So again, I don't know whether they'll just put Kellen Moore as a head coach. I don't know whether they'll just promote him from the offensive coordinator to the head coach, or whether they'll go a different route. But I, for one, would be all in favour of Mike McCarthy getting fired.
George?
Wow. Yeah, I don't. I'm not a fan of Mike McCarthy. It kind of broke down when he was with Aaron Rodgers in his last couple of seasons at Green Bay, and Andy said you could have told from there that things weren't heading the right way. So when he got this job, head coach of the Cowboys, I did think, you know, it's a bit weird. Like, this is America's team, supposedly, that you're giving Mike McCarthy this head coach job to. And now that they're out of the playoffs once again, that's the seventh time in their last 10 playoff appearances that they've been one and done. It's not great. And I know Mike McCarthy hasn't been there for the entire time, but maybe we need to look at a few other things as well. Jerry Jones is a GM. He probably needs to step down as well. Like, the guy's he's not getting any younger. And I feel like when you have such a big influence like that on, not that he shouldn't, but because he's the owner, but you need to let the people in positions do their job. And I don't think he should be as involved as he is. You know, I'm sure a lot of the players are kind of like have the fear factor, and they're like, oh, damn, like, Jerry's in the building, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, some of the calls that he made and has continued to make throughout this season have been questionable. You see it in the media pretty much all the time. That particular play with the quarterback sneak, the quarterback draw, I mean, yeah, that could have slid earlier and helped himself rather than, you know, running and then for a bit too long and then spotting the ball by himself, because technically the rule is you cannot play until the ref has touched the ball, because that deems the ball live. And obviously the ref hadn't touched the ball. So by the time he got there, seconds were gone off the clock, and that's the end of the game. They were never going to win the game anyway. Let's be straight. They can blame the refs, and I don't respect that for that comment. I'm not down with that at all. Like, that doesn't make their complaint, no, because at the end of the day, you failed to execute on all levels. Like, the 49ers just trashed you, and you're using that as a leeway to escape. So I'm down with it. Fire Mike McCarthy. I'm very high on Dan Quinn. Obviously, he's been linked away now for a number of different jobs. I'm very, very high on Dan Quinn. So I know they're probably not going to put him in a position, but if he goes as well, yeah, Cowboys could be in a little bit of trouble.
Sam, last word.
I think the point of Jerry Jones being a GM is the biggest point here for me. I think we spoke about this on a show before, where we talk about the combination of head coach and GM. It's got to be a bit of a partnership. To have head coach owner, it's a problem, because how do you then go to your GM with not a complaint, but a bit of your chest out going, we need this and that, because it's a different conversation. You're going to the owner. The GM bit becomes irrelevant. So, okay, listen, Mike McCarthy might not be looking like he's going to win a Super Bowl, but who's going to come in and still going to be in that same dynamic, going direct to the owner? The Cowboys are probably only a few pieces away from actually doing all right. I don't think they're as bad as people see giving them the jit for. Let's be honest, though, Zeke has been irrelevant for a while. You know, he's not firing on the cylinders that he should be. I think he rushed for under 55 yards, I think, in that game, bad. Which is bad. You know, we're not expecting that. We know how the game's changed, and the running game is so important. As we saw from the 49ers, and Dre, yeah, fair play to you. You called that. But, you know, the Cowboys, they've got some pieces on the defense, as we've spoke about as well. But what is there now? So who's the one to complain to the owner / GM? Whoever you put in that seat. Because you're either going to get a yes man, because Jerry likes him, yeah?
Yeah.
Or you normally have the flip side of someone who's normally a sort of a positive disruptor, I like to call them, but that's not going to fly. So really, it's a poison chalice until Jerry Jones relinquishes that GM role and gives it to someone. Otherwise, Cowboys, you're just going to go in the same vicious cycle. So Mike McCarthy, whether he stays or goes, it don't matter for me. Because next man up is going to be in the same thing.
Well, I can assure you of this, that there will not be any form of relinquishing of power from Jerry Jones. He does a press conference as soon as he comes out of his box, before the head coach even gets to do his press conference. So, you know, I think this is a heat about nothing, because obviously a lot of the media just like to talk about the Cowboys for the talking about the Cowboys' sake because people click on it, and literally nothing's going to happen. He, you know, he kept hold of Jason Garrett for who was the ultimate yes man for a long period of time. So I don't think he's going anywhere because I think Jerry just likes to actually, you know, make all the choices. Ironically, the two times he actually let go of it, he won the Super Bowl. Silly thing.
It says a lot,
silly.
Right? It says
makes,
a lot. It
makes no sense what he's doing whatsoever. So let's go on to the games now. So let's do this in order. The divisional round, you know, as much as we don't like it, time is moving forward and these games will be played and the season is coming towards an end. But we've got, you know, four big games to be able to look forward to in these divisional rounds. So we're starting tomorrow, our time in the UK, at 9:30 with the Titans and Bengals. Now, first time at Andy, who you got?
I've got the Bengals. I think I'm going for the exact same reason I thought they'd lose last week. I think the Titans will be rusty. You know, Derrick Henry, no one knows whether he'll be fit. If he is fit, whether it'll be 100% and how many snaps he'll have. Maybe be like a bit like Todd Gurley a few years ago with the Rams. And yeah, I think that the Bengals, you know, they just about won. They got a bit of help from the officials, but I just think the way they're playing at the moment, the momentum they've got from that win last week as well, I just back them to beat the Titans. I think the Titans have done well this year without Henry, and I think Vrabel's my coach of the year, but I just think that week off may kill him in the end. So I've got a Bengals win.
George?
You got to stay in the flames, man. Bengals, you've got to stay in the flames. Just a couple things. Overall, they are a much younger team. They're fresher. You look at the Titans, they're an aging team. I know Henry has come back. He's got a metal plate and screws and whatnot in his foot. We don't know how he's going to hold up. They've said he's passed contact at training. That's one thing, but game day is another thing. Yes, you've got Julio Jones back, but let's face it, he's washed. He's not the same guy. It's AJ Brown and guys like Firkser and Coleman and Derrick Henry. I just can't see it happening. Stay in the flames with the Bengals all day long.
And Sam, last word?
Yeah, I've got the Bengals. I mean, I said this at the beginning of the playoff rounds. These are my dark horse, actually. So, yeah, I see them. So
Are you going to use your lock of the week on this?
No. But if anything, I want to see the Joe Burrows.
Yeah.
I need
the
that.
Smoking guns. Yeah.
I need that.
Right, so let's go on to the next game. It is early morning on Sunday. I wish it was like this is the last game, but it is the big NFC divisional round.
Yeah, NFC battle. Yeah.
It's the Packers and the 49ers.
Ooh.
This one.
It's tough to call. You know, this one's not as. Yeah. I'm in two minds, and I've been going back and forth for so long. And I don't like to do it, but I'm going to go with the 49ers because, I'm going 49ers because I know it's a cold weather game and I know everyone's like, oh, the Bay Area boys are used to the sun and all that. But the 49ers are going to get Bosa back. He fully practiced, so he's fine. Kittle is in. Their run game is stronger than ever with Debo and Mitchell. And I think they've got another guy they can spring in there as well. The receivers are looking great, even though, you know, I think they've got a guy called Jennings, who's not a big ticket name, but he gets the job done. And they're going to control the clock. They're going to keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline and control the clock. And that they do that by running the ball, cold weather, hot weather. There's something about the 49ers. Bearing in mind, the last three times these teams have met in the postseason football, Rodgers has lost all three times to the 49ers. So, you know, the streak continues. Just like the Colts can't win in Jacksonville, it's going to be the same thing. The 49ers go 4-0 against Aaron Rodgers in the postseason. It's going to be a close game, but I'm going 49ers.
Are you using your lock?
I'm going to use my lock, yeah. Oh, I'm going to lock of the week. I'm going to go lock of the week. I'm going to do it. I need that chain. I need that chain. I'm going to do it. Listen,
All right.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Well, Andy, who you got?
I know I mentioned Russ for the Titans, but I think the Packers are going to win this game. I think this is, for me, I think it's Aaron Rodgers. I think it seems like it's their year to get far again. I know the way they've been playing, they've been the most consistent team by a mile this year. Every team's had that sort of bad spell. And if you exclude week one for the Packers, I've not seen them really have many bad games. I know they lost to the Lions, but that was with Jordan Love playing most of the second half. So I'm back in the Packers.
Are we getting the key out?
We are getting the key.
This is a lock as well. Two.
Yeah, this is my lock of the week. I can't see Aaron Rodgers losing this game.
I'm shocked that you guys are not using your lock on the on these coming games now.
Also, guys, just remember, the Packers only just about beat 49ers by a field goal earlier in, I think it was like week three or something. So just remember that as well.
Definitely. Sam. Mm-hmm. Sam.
A-A-Rod. And the Packers. No lock. Got my lock's going elsewhere. I'll let you guys throw away your lock on this game. Now I'm obviously probably giving away something, but I think the Brady and Rodgers game is to come.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is it too late to take? Can I take my lock back?
Too late.
I'm sure you. Yeah,
it's because the Bucks ain't winning that game. I'm sorry, they ain't winning that game.
It's too late, mate. It's too late.
They ain't winning that game.
Stop taking cue. Yeah, Dre's got to cue it up for us.
I'm telling you. So, all right. So we've got two for the 49. No, so two for the Packers, and one for the 49ers. I'm gonna go. Although you guys know how much I love the Packers, you know how much I love Aaron Rodgers, but something about these 49ers, I've been telling you guys about them. They get healthy and they took a part. And it's only because Jimmy G decided to throw and get himself involved. Otherwise, that would have been a serious beatdown at Jerry's World. So, all right, let's go into the Bucks and the Rams.
Yes.
Now, this is a big game. Big, big, big game. The Rams have had the better of Brady for the last little while. But I'm going to start for you, Andy. Who you got?
I've got the Bucks in this game. I certainly can't bet against Tom Brady. I know they've got the injuries, but I just feel that, I'm not sure. I think Matt Stafford, he won the game last week, but he's not got a massive amount of playoff experience, whereas Tom Brady, everyone knows his playoff experience. I just feel that, you know, they're at home, I believe, as well. I just feel that it's going to be... I'm back to win the whole thing. So, I'm going for the Bucks.
Sam?
Yeah, I'm going the Bucks. And purely just a revenge game as well. I want to see Matt Stafford's face in the ground, hopefully. listen, that lock's coming out. You can point it because it's coming out.
This is the lock of the week.
Yeah, this is my lock. This is my lock. Because I tell you what, the Rams... The way they celebrated that game, they celebrated like it was the Super Bowl beating us. And I was like, this is the first
week. Wait a minute. This has got some revenge here. This is like some personal vendetta.
I said that. Hey, hold on. And Hannah Wilkes, I see you.
Look, I'll back Hannah. It's Rams. The Rams. And I'll tell you why, I'll tell you why quickly. The Bucks having Tristan Wirfs and another guy out of their O-line at the minute is huge, right? Fournette will probably come back, but you still don't have Godwin. You still don't have AB. Even though they weren't getting all the targets, they make a massive difference. It can't just be Mike Evans and Gronk against a defense like the Rams. On the Rams side, Cam Akers is back. Everyone's forgotten about him. The guy went just under 100 yards after coming back from a torn Achilles. You pair him and Sonny Michel with that amazing run game. Then you've got Cooper Kupp and OBJ, who is a certified receiver. I think we can all see that. You've got to pick your poison. You have to pick your poison. Then you've got Higbee, who's getting worked in the middle with a tight end. And then you can flare out guys like Kamei. It's just too much. I think the Rams defense will be all over Tom Brady. I don't think it's going to be the Tom that we normally see, be at home or away. And I'm going Rams all day with this one.
All right, let's get to the last game, the Chiefs and the Bills. I'll start off with you, George. Who you got?
Bills. It's time. I mean, I don't know if you remember last season when the Bills lost to the Chiefs. I forgot what game. I think it might have been a divisional game again, actually. And Stephon Diggs stayed on the sideline and watched them celebrate because he was like, oh my gosh, this is awful. And Sean McDermott had to come out and console him and take him back in. And now we get the rematch. The Bills absolutely ruined these guys early on in the season. And I know the Chiefs have had a bit of a resurgence. The defense with Ingram and Jones and Ward have been all right. But I'm sorry. I'm still concerned about the Chiefs. They may still score some points, don't get me wrong, but this is a Bills game. Josh Allen, if he plays his football with the guys that he has, and call them underrated in guys like Knox, and Singletary has come on in leaps and bounds. I don't know where this has come from, but him paired with Josh Allen running the ball and his laser-like focus, it'll be a shootout, but it's not going to be the Chiefs. This is a Bills game. Bills game.
Andy and then Sam, who have you got?
Everything on paper tells you it's a Bill. They've got the better defense, top defense in the league. They've got one of the best offenses. But I just think the Chiefs, I don't know, I think again, it's down to Mahomes. I think, I don't know, I think we'll see people like, I don't know, it's so tough to call. You know, both these teams are, it's best game by a mile for me in this whole weekend. I think it's the most exciting one to look forward to. And I wouldn't see, wouldn't be shocked if it's setting like 45, 42 or a very high scoring game. But I'm going to go for the Chiefs purely, again, because of playoff experience. I think that the Bills, they've been really good in recent weeks. They've got a better form as well. But I just think there's something about the Chiefs. Again, everyone wrote them off early on. They've done so well to come back to where they are. But I just think they're going to keep this momentum going. They scored, what's it, 40 points against the Steelers, even though it was the Steelers. I just think that they've still got some plays lined up they haven't used yet. Andy Reid diving setting up the enemy, the same thing. You know, they'll use, obviously, Hill and Kelsey, but I think other players, you know, like, you know, Byron Pringle, like, what's his name, Jared McKeown will have a good game as well, obviously. So I think the Chiefs will win it, just, and I think it'll be a field goal that wins it.
And Sam, you have the last very quick word on this.
I'm all in with the Bills. I'm all in. That's all I can say. I don't see this being too much of an issue for them as well.
I'm definitely going to be going with the Bills on this one. You know, sentimental reasons, but they handed everyone a beat down too. I'm really excited about these games. Obviously, we're going to be covering them all over our site on vergemagazine.co.uk and also on social media, on Alternative Sport, and obviously all of our own personal Instagram accounts will be talking and stuff like that on stories and all of those lovely things. But we will catch you guys next week so we can see who is right and who's used their lock on the right teams.
It's the week of the underdog.
Yeah, we'll see. But 49ers, I don't know that game. I think I'll be watching that through my fingers. But until then, we'll catch you guys next week. Peace.